Long before that sutler gets suspicious. The more he thinks about it, the more he's going to realize we were interested in the Smith. Maybe. I'm not going to sweat it. Or is a city like most of substantial size, crowded, filled with distractions? I understood how Goblin and One Eye had been seduced by roses. The last major city the company dared visit was Chimney, 6 years ago. Since then it has been all the hard times and small towns you can imagine. I battled temptations of my own. I knew places of interest in Orr. Tracker kept me on the straight line. I've never met a man less interested in the traps which tempt men. Goblin thought we should put the Imperials to sleep, give them the question. One Eye wanted to get out of town. Their solidarity had perished like frost in the sun. Logically, I said, they would get a stronger guard after dark. But if we drag you down there now, somebody is sure to recognize you. Then find that old boy who brought the first letter, Goblin said. Good idea, but think about it. Assuming he had perfect luck, he'd still be a long way from here. He didn't catch a ride like we did. No go. We get out. Orr is making me nervous. Too many temptations, too many chances to be recognized, and just too many people. Isolation had grown on me out there on the plain. Goblin wanted to argue. He had heard the North roads were terrible. I know, I countered. I also know the army is building a new route to the Barrowland, and they've pushed its north end far enough so traders are using it. No more argument. They wanted out as much as I. Only Tracker now seemed reluctant. He who first thought it best to go. Chapter 28 To the Barrowland. Orr's weather was less than exciting. Farther north, it became misery-curdled, though the Imperial engineers had done their best to make the forest road usable. Much of it was corduroy, of logs trimmed and tarred and laid side by side. In areas where snow became obnoxious, there were frameworks to support canvas coverings. Amazing scope, One Eye said. There was supposed to be zero concern about the Dominator since the Lady's triumph at Juniper. This seemed a lot of effort to keep a road open. The new road swung many miles west of the old because the great tragic river had shifted its bed and continued doing so. The trip from Orr to the Barrowland was 15 miles longer. The last 45 were not wholly finished. We endured some rough going. We encountered the occasional trader headed south. They all shook their heads and told us we were wasting our time. The fortunes to be had evaporated. The tribes had hunted the fur-bearers to extinction. Tracker had been preoccupied since we left Orr. I could not draw out why. Maybe superstition. The Barrowland remains a great dread to Forsberg's lower classes. The Dominator is the bogeyman mothers conjure to frighten children. Though he has been gone 400 years, his stamp remains indelible. It took a week to cover the final 45 miles. I was growing time-concerned. We might not get done and home before winter. We were scarcely out of the forest into the clearing at the Barrowland. I stopped.